Well, first of all, that particular nomination feels extraordinarily good because generally over the years, people have always talked about my live show, my performance, my harmonica playing, and et cetera, et cetera. And people have talked about my singing, but they've never emphasized on my singing. It's always been, oh my God, did you see the show? But this time it's emphasized on male vocalist. So to me, that says that someone's paying attention to the way that I'm singing, and I really appreciate that. And it really means a lot to me because I've been singing for a long time. I've been singing for longer than I've been playing. So that it's really good to be recognized, and I'm really thankful for it. I just have a strong heritage connection to country music, and because I was raised with it and I was raised in it without even knowing that I was really in it, I wasn't really raised in a household that like cranked a bunch of country music all the time, or any music for that matter. I just kind of got into it myself. I started as a fan, so I get fans, and I get their lifestyle because I still live their lifestyle. I mean, just like guys like Hank Jr. Is a great example, Merle Haggard's a great example. They wrote songs for the common working man. They wrote songs to their class of people, and I do the same thing. I write those kind of songs, I sing those kind of songs, and I just never tried to be anything I wasn't. Any time during my whole career that I ever tried to dive into something that maybe just wasn't as natural or just wasn't on the path that my heart led me down, it never worked. So I always stuck pretty true to my roots, and that's what I do. And I think that's why I identify the best with any fan for that matter, or any person. And I think that's why people identify with me. I am now. I don't write on the road. Lots of songwriters and everybody always asks me, publishers, can we send writers out with you? And what are you doing on the, you write on the road? I don't write on the road. My career is two different paths. It's songwriting over here wear two different hats, songwriting and then artistry over here. And I have to keep them separate. Even though they're one and the same, I have to keep them separate because I really enjoy both avenues in a different way. And I take a great sense of pride and respect out of each avenue, so to speak. So I write mostly when I'm at home. And to answer your question, I have been writing my tail off. I've got a new record actually coming this year. Sometimes you have to meet deadlines, and I don't like to rush. So I just really try to get my head psychologically in a good place, and I've thankfully been able to do that. I love having work, and I don't ever want to turn anything down, so you have to make time for that too. When we're on the road, I focus on playing for the fans, and when I'm off the road, I focus on my wife and kids, and then songs will just come whenever they're supposed to come. And for whatever reason, God has blessed me, and I've been able to just find that creative freedom, and I've written the whole second record. And I've written and co-written it and co-produced it, and it just came together really awesome, just like the first Buy Me a Boat record came together really quick. And we do talk often about having your whole life to write songs and records and things like that. What's funny for me is, as a songwriter and being a guy who's had the day-to-day songwriter job, maybe in a time where, like before, for instance, before Buy Me a Boat, where artist career was still thriving and going at a fast pace, it wasn't going as fast as it is now, having hit after hit on the radio and these things and all these great tour opportunities. So knowing both sides of the spectrum, I'm a songwriter who writes day to day. Like, what do I need today, and what do I need maybe tomorrow or next week? And I try to write for those short-term goals. Traditionally, every hit that I've ever had as a songwriter and an artist, I've written for short-term goals, and then they take long-term effects. Because I'm always, I got into this, I always tell people for the artsy reasons, I got into music for two reasons, to play the opera and get on the radio. And other than that, I do it because it's my job, and I really enjoy my job. But anybody who's an artist who tells you that they don't look at it as a job in some form or fashion would be lying, I think, because this is what we do for work. So I'm just in it to feed my family, feed my kids, make sure that they have the greatest life possible, and then everything else is just icing on the cake. So when everyone says, "Wow, you look so happy on stage," I totally am, but I'm like swimming around in that icing, And I start the day off though with a worker's mentality. And so if Tim McGraw or anyone for that matter wants a song or they really like a song, they can totally have it. Even if I was going to record it, even if, you know, if Blake Shelton would have said, I want Buy Me a Boat before we put it out independently, which was totally random, by the way, he probably would have got it. I'm just that kind of guy. I'm the worst at writing tempo. I just don't do it often. When I sit down with a guitar, I think, how can I try to be Dean Dillon today? That's what I try to do. And so that's like, you know, those kind of guys really inspire me. How can I try to be a Casey Bethard today in the room? I just love those type of songs that they write, and traditionally they've became famous songwriters over. And so one thing I really wanted to try to teach myself on this album and really actually kind of learn a little bit better is how to write some tempo kind of hits. So I wrote a bunch of them, and I don't know if they're hits yet. I think they are. Everyone around me thinks they are. Now, they could just be telling me what I want to hear, but I don't know. I think they're hits, so I hope they are. And the radio community really likes them so far. Other than that, I stick true to my guns. You know, like I said, I write songs day to day and just see what happens. I don't really ever know if they're for me or if they're for someone else. But every now and again, a couple slip through the cracks that you know you just want to keep to yourself. I've written several, of course, about my family, and I'll always do that. Holden Her is doing top 20 and doing really good now. And you know, I've got a lot of songs in that kind of sentiment, but totally different. Other than that, I showed some different sides of who I am, I think, on this record. It's going to be a little bit different in the fact that I went a little edgier on some things. I've been talking about doing some – I collaborated with Tim McGraw on my first record, which was really awesome, on a song that my wife and I wrote, Messing with Jesus. And this time I'm talking about some collaborations with some out-of-genre acts, but not rap and not pop. It's going to be like something that would totally blow your mind in a crazy way. And the talks have been happening. I just spouted off in an interview months ago about how I wanted to collaborate with these certain people, and those certain people heard the interview, read the interview, and got a hold of us. So we'll see. It's going to be an eclectic record, but it's also going to be mainstream country, just right down the middle of our life bread and our bread and butter, man, which is, again, back to what I was saying about guys like Hank and Merle and those kind of songs that connect with average, everyday people, which I am. I'm just making that kind of music. Well, first of all, you asked, and I was happy to say yes. And so, first of all, thanks for that. And I would always do anything for you guys. You guys have done so much for me from a long time before I ever got anything that people really knew about. So thank you for that. Second of all, we're humans on this earth. We're supposed to help people, and we're supposed to be part of causes that that really genuinely help humanity. And Lifting Lives does that very thing. I've seen it firsthand. I've been involved with it, as you know, though, for several years in several, all kinds of different forms and facets and avenues. And anytime you get to be a poster child, so to speak, for that, and you get to put your face in the middle of it, and it's not about you for once, it's pretty amazing, man, when you can make it about somebody else. And the benefits actually show, and you can see the results in front of your eyes, and that's the reason I do it. Our music is kind of like the power of my wife too. It's an interesting thing, but music is so personal to me that I'm such an emotional guy. Like if I'm in a bad mood, I really can't play it. And if I'm in a too good of a mood, I really can't play it. Kind of got to be right in the middle. It's helped me a lot. I mean, you know, I find a lot of joy in sitting back sometimes. I don't ever listen to music a whole lot, which might shock most people. I'm generally a pretty quiet guy. I listen to soundscapes on DirecTV and Comcast, and I like ominous, weird sounds, but I get a lot of joy out of turning on a record from 87, Hank Jr., Born to Boogie, or Randy Travis, or something like that, or even 70s Waylon, and listening to it. I also get a lot of joy of turning on the radio and hearing myself. I think that's just the greatest, coolest thing ever. Music's helped me in a lot of ways. It helps me, Harmonicas for Health, which I'm a part of, with you guys, actually, has helped me breathe. I have asthma a little bit from growing up in a cigarette-smoking household, man, I can't breathe very, when I'm in a any kind of environment where there's been a cigarette, and I can sit around and smoke cigars all day, no problem. I can sit around and smell cigars all day, no problem. If I get around a cigarette, there's something about it that just clogs me up. Harmonica is the greatest muscle builder and relaxer of your chest and your lungs and everything in this upper region that you could ever imagine. I learned to play harmonica years ago because I was really poor and needed extra money, and started making extra tips playing in honky-tonk bars. That brought me a lot of joy, helped me breathe better, brought me money. It was really great. I just really like my job. I've always really enjoyed my job. I never actually thought it could happen until it did, and then once it did, there you go. It's just like when you get nominated for New Male Vocalist. I never got into this business for trophies, but then when you get nominated for one, you damn sure want one.